If ever I saw a man hopelessly hard up, it was the man in front of me. He was ragged and he was dirty, unshaven and unkempt. He looked as though he had been left in a dustbin for a week. And he was talking to me of the irksome worries of a large business. I almost laughed outright. Either he was mad or playing a sorry jest on his own poverty. If high aims and high positions, said I, have their drawbacks of hard work and anxiety, they have their compensations, influence, the power of doing good, of assisting those weaker and poorer than ourselves. And there is even a certain gratification in display. My banter, under the circumstances, was in very vile taste. I spoke on the spur of the contrast of his appearance and speech. I was sorry even while I was speaking. He turned a haggard but very composed face upon me. Said he, "I forgot myself. Of course, you would not understand."